The Parshat Shoftim gives us many, many profiles of Jewish leadership from the beginning of the Sedra almost till the end. At least 8 different types of Jewish leadership. Positive Jewish leadership. We hear about the judiciary, the local judiciary, and the local police force, the Shoftim, the Shotrim. Deeper into the Parsha, we hear about the Melech and the Kohen, the Levi, the Navi. We hear about the original Halachic chaplain, the Kohen Mashuach Muhammad, who begins the Jewish troops on their way out to war. I want to spend a couple moments now looking at early on, after the Torah speaks about the local Shoftim v'Shotrim, the local judiciary and police force, the Torah says, look, sometimes there'll be a situation which is beyond the ken, beyond the scope of the local dayanim, and they say, they're honest, and they say, we're not sure what the din is. Then you elevate the Shiloh. And the Torah speaks, Ki Yipalo Chadav al HaMishpat. Sometimes there'll be a question which is too knotty for the local basin to deal with. So they move it on up. And the court of last resort is the basin HaGadol. The Kamtav Elisa al Makam Shivcha Hashem Lokecha. But you go up to the place that Kadosh Baruch Hu chose. You go to the Shofet. And they will give you the final psak. And that's what ultimately you're going to follow. Vasisa al Piyadav HaShegid L'cham. You're going to practice halacha based on what this Beis HaGadol, situated in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash, whatever they say, that's the final word. Now the Rambam explains, at the beginning of Hilchos Mamrim, while it's true that the Beis HaGadol was the Sanhedrin, as Chazal referred to it, Sanhedrin HaGadol was the court of final resort, the court of last resort, the buck stopped with them. They were much more than just a judiciary. They were, at their core, it was the Amud HaHorah. This was the center of Torah Shabbat Peh. This was the Torah center of Kol Yisrael. Mimena HaHorah Yotza. And based on the description of the Tanakh, the Rambam points out, that they would sit and learn for hours every day. They weren't listening to cases. Most cases did not come their way. But they were the central kolal, as it were, of Kol Yisrael. And there, that's where the center of the maintenance and the transmission of the Mesorah was with the Sanhedrin HaGadol in the Beis HaMikdash. 2 points are in order. One about scope and one about power. In terms of scope, so the first pasuk in the parasha of Sanhedrin HaGadol points out you might ask some questions, Ben Dam L'Dam, to differentiate between 2 different bloods, Ben Din L'Din, between 2 different judgments, or Ben Nega L'Nega. 2 different specimens of tzaras. So at first it sounds a little random. I'm not exactly sure what the Torah is driving at. Just say, keep halacha davar l'mishpat. You're not sure of some question or another. So you have a kamtav elisa. If it's dish arecha within your town, in your local base, and they're not sure what the din is, so then go up to Beis HaMikdash. So the Shechter is fond of quoting from the Vilna Gaon. Talmid HaGra quote the name of Vilna Gaon, that these aren't just 3 examples. This actually captures the 3 fields of halacha. Kan kilala haTorah gimel chalke halacha, bein dam ledam, bein din ledin, bein nega lenega, each stand for 1 of the 3 sections. The dam ledam is a reference to dam nida, and that's a reference more generally to the world of Isur v'Heter, the world of mitzvos and isurim, what we would call arachaim and yaradeya. So that's all captured in bein dam ledam. Bein din ledin is a reference to Dini Mamanas. So all Chosha Mishpat, and perhaps we would say all of Evan Ezra as well, Mashav Evan Ezra as well, all the Bein Adam L'Chaver, if Dam L'Dam is Yisr V'Heter, we might call loosely Bein Adam L'Makom. Bein Din L'Din is Dini Mamanas. Again, it might, in broader terms, we might say Bein Adam L'Chavero. Bein Nega L'Nega refers to specific Saras, and more generally to the Halachas of Tum of Tahara. And just as by way of it, and every once in a while, the Gemara will say that these 3 areas, Isur v'Heter, Dinei Mamonos, and Tumah v'Tahara, function as sort of separate subsystems within Halacha. The Gemara will sometimes say you can't learn concepts from one to another. Isur mimonu lo yafinon, Isur mitumah lo yafinon. These are 3 separate areas. Even the way you deal with a doubt is different. In the world of Isur v'Heter, we know the rule is Safik Daraisa L'Chumra, Safik Rabban L'Kula. If it's a Daraisa, we're Machmer. If it's a Rabban, we're Mekel. In the world of Mammon, usually possession is 9/10 of the law, the Muchzuk wins. We don't say Safik Daraisa L'Chumra. And then in the world of Tumah V'Tahara, there's a very fascinating din, not for now, but the Gemara says it actually depends on location. That with Safik Tumah, how you determine a Safik Tumah, nothing to do with Daraisa Rabbanim, has to do with whether it's a public or private place. Safik Tumah, B'Shus HaRabim, Sfeiko Tar, and B'Shus HaYachah, Sfeiko Tamah. So each of these three areas, Yisra Heter, Dina Mammonis, and Tumah V'Tahara, is being referenced in this pasuk. So far from being just a list of sort of three examples, we're not really sure what to do with them, the Torah is really saying very powerfully that all the three fields of halacha, even though they function very differently, all of them fall within the purview of Sanhedrin HaGadol. So it's the first statement that the Torah is making is their scope. Their scope is total, their scope is comprehensive. Doesn't matter if it's a Heter, Dina Mammonis, Tumah V'Tahara, any area of Yadus. The final answer rests with the Sanhedrin and Gadol. And then the next pasuk gets us thinking in a whole different dimension. Mentioned before that the Torah says you come to Beis HaMikdash. This is one of the places where the Torah we had in last week's Sedra also, reference to the fact that there ultimately will be a chosen location. HaMakom HaShev Char HaShem Elokech Bo. That place, not yet referred to Yerushalayim, that place which HaKadosh Baruch will ultimately choose, that doesn't get referred to that often in Chumash. And it's intriguing that the Makam HaNivchar is necessary for Sanhedrin HaGadol. What does it matter where they are? You just have to know, wherever they are, they are. So it's fascinating, the Torah tells us that it prescribes their location. And the Gemara says, we spoke about this over the course of Tisha B'Av, we were a less happy frame of mind. The Gemara understands that they have to be right near, based on these psukim, they have to be right near the Mizbeach. Right near the Mizbeach. Very, very fascinating. Why there? So part of what's being captured is that the Beis HaMikdash is more than merely the center of Karbanos. It's the major center of so many aspects of Yadus, including Torah Shel Peh. Another thing that's being captured is that locating Sanhedrin HaGadol right next to the place of greatest Hashra'as HaShechina, right next to the place of the greatest physical manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, the place where there's greatest physical manifestation of human beings' capacity to draw close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a very powerful message. Because what that says is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is choosing to a careful balance. We said before, the Sanhedrin is the center of the transmission of Masorah, and they also represent the chain of Masorah, the chain of transmitting of Torah. So the fact that they're housed, that they're headquartered right near the Mizbeach, in the Beis HaMikdash, that speaks to the balance that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose. And the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided, Lo Bashamayimi, we spoke about last week's parasha, in the context of Navi Sheker, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not intend to continue to give ongoing revelation to other Nevi'im. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah through Nevu'ah of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's it. And with the death of Moshe Rabbeinu, begins a focus on the capacity of Chachmei HaTorah using their minds and using the what material we have in Masorah to figure out what is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. It's not going to be b'nevuah. We have to work hard to analyze the Torah Shebichtav, to analyze we have the Torah Shel Peh, to figure out b'derech chochma, not b'derech nevuah, what it is that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants of us. Lo b'ashamayimi. At the same time, the Gemara highlights that there is a special siyata d'shmaya that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives to honest Tamei Chachamim who are seeking to figure out practical halacha. Gemara says, a dayan is done dinemus lamito, an authentic, genuine dayan. He's nasa keshutaf laKadosh Baruch Hu ma'aseh breishis. He's partnering with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a two-way partnership, Chazal explained. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu will grant a special siyata d'shmaya to a Talmud Chacham who's engaged in trying to honestly figure out what the din is. Chassam Sofer writes about the difference he felt when he was just discussing a sugya in the abstract and he was actually dealing with the shayla. An added degree of divine assistance. And that's captured in the most dramatic way by the fact that while the Sanhedrin were not acting b'Torah's Nevuah, they need to figure things out. They had to look at what they had in front of them, look at the Psukim, look at the Torah Shel Peh, figure out what should it didn't be in this case. They were analyzing intellectually, but at the same time, there was a Kadosh Baruch Hu would assist them. Kadosh Baruch Hu would give them a special Siyat D'Shmaya, which is reflected and symbolized by the fact that they would meet right next to the greatest place of Hashra'as HaShechina.